So the pool committee chose the Farmers Grain property for that, and it'll have a new ADA bathhouse with a family change room and concessions with an attached concession shelter. There'll be a large 3,000 square foot spray pad with a platform, play structures, and other spray features around that main structure. And then the pool itself is 3,700 square feet with zero depth entry, four 25-yard swim lanes, a diving board, a one-meter diving board, and then some spray features and a toddler slide in the zero depth entry.
And there's some moving parts with timeline and funding. And first up, funding, you, I think I heard you say about a $6 million estimated project that'll involve capital campaign and then an OSLAD grant, which I think is through the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. Do you want to expand on that a little bit?
So the pool committee has decided on fundraising the total portion of the project and looking at doing it in phases as funding becomes available, that first goal being the spray pad and the bathhouse structure, because it is a recirculation spray pad in Illinois. With a recirculation spray pad, you run it like a pool. You have to have the showers and sinks and lavatories like a regular pool. So that'll be the first portion of it. And then as things progress with the capital campaign, they're hoping to add more features and different things like that.
And as far as the grant mechanism, can you speak to what they're going after there? OSLAD, IDNR, I think is what it is,
yeah,
right?
The OSLAD grant, a lot of our other clients have gone after that. It's a matching grant. Very good way to raise money for your project. They've upped it this year. It used to only be $400,000. Now it's $600,000. And it's a matching grant, so it's a possible funding source of $1.2 million. And they're going to be actively, you know, seeking other grants. There's, you know, all sorts of different grants for pools out there.